From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. A modest rebound in U.S. wheat production and supplies is improving the outlook of profitability among grain elevators that store wheat as futures markets have improved for all three major wheat classes. The larger harvest follows 2 years of poor production and a historic run of inverted futures markets that sapped profitability for storing wheat. However, CoBank reports the major risk to elevators in the year ahead is a sharp rally in wheat prices. A sweet deal from the USDA's Agricultural Marketing Service that is awarding over $15 million for 22 grant projects to promote the maple syrup industry. The funds will also be used to strengthen and explore new market opportunities for U.S. food and ag products. The funding is being awarded through the ACER Access and Development Program, the Federal State Marketing Improvement Program, and the Micro Grants for Food Security Program. U.S. Wheat Associates and the National Association of Wheat Growers thanked several lawmakers for introducing the American Farmers Feed the World Act of 2023 in the Senate. The bipartisan legislation would restore the original intent of the Food for Peace program without spending additional farm bill resources. It also safeguards the interest of hardworking American farmers in providing food to those who need it around the world.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.